Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. A pleasure to have you with us today. And thanks so much for joining us. It is 4 p.m. Eastern, live worldwide here on CUTV News Radio. 4 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Pacific. And it is Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018. And we thank you for making us a part of your day. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. And we've got a fascinating episode that's coming up in just a second with, as we highlight, business leader and author Lynn Whitbeck of PetiteToQueen.com, located in Lopez Island, Washington, which actually we were just talking about is an island off the Pacific and south of Seattle. It's a beautiful area. You know, earlier this year, Lynn Whitbeck launched PetiteToQueen.com, which is a virtual mentoring website where she and her staff shared their broad experience and business knowledge with their community of women. And at the same time, Lynn co-authored a book titled Practical Wisdoms at Work, offering personal and career wisdom. Part of her outreach campaign for the year includes being interviewed by us here, myself, Jim Masters at CUTV News Radio and CUTV News. And according to Lynn, the name PetiteToQueen originated from the fact that her mentoring community is made up of women of all sizes. Plus, she says she's queen-sized, and key members of her staff are petite, hence the name. Currently, all the content on the site is free, with the exception of some upcoming sales and performance-centric seminars, PetiteToQueen, and that's with the number two. So if you're searching for it, it's petite, the number two, and then queen.com. It's a wisdom portal that encompasses speaking engagements, training and coaching, blogging, web content. The content is divided into four categories: practical wisdoms at work, practical wisdoms for life, practical wisdoms for sales, much of Lynn's success, and general information as well. And each category is different formats that are easily read, played, printed, or downloaded: articles, blog posts, podcasts, and webinars. Lynn loves webinars because they make a balanced life easier. She likes to play them while cooking. In the time it takes to grab a coffee, she says, our content can inspire and energize you the rest of the day. Lynn has a lot of advice to share. She says she's always asking for the job. Young people are not the best closers, she says. Don't dwell on mistakes. That's another piece of wisdom. Her biggest mantra, and I'm big with mantras every day, her biggest is what Lynn calls the four B's. Be prepared, be inspired, be brief, be gone. I think I have trouble with the last two. She also tells business people to do the heavy lifting. You'll find some of the snippets among the web content and also in the book that Lynn co-wrote, as we mentioned, Practical Wisdoms at Work. Highly lauded book, available via most e-reader platforms and as a paperback from Amazon or on their company website, PetiteToQueen.com, which mentors and teaches women how to be more assertive, how to survive in a social arena that is predominantly male, how to handle conflict, how to gracefully cope with competition from other women. They also help aspiring leaders to identify their purpose or next step and look at the big picture when mapping out the future. Very honored to welcome to CUTV News Radio Live business leader and author Lynn M. Whitbeck of PetiteToQueen.com. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us here live on CUTV News Radio. It's a real pleasure, and we welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
You are very, very welcome. Very excited to dive in because got a lot to talk about. What initially inspired you to want to do this work and to create Petite to Queen initially? What were some things in your own life's journey that inspired you to want to do this kind of work?
Oh, wow, Jim. You know, I'm going to start with how Petite to Queen helps women. And you said it, but we provide women with virtual mentoring programs and tools to advance their careers faster. And this is my passion, to grind the glass ceiling to dust. I founded Petite to Queen during a time of change and transition in the lives of four truly incredible individuals who I admire, respect, and love. In the spring of 2016, my daughter was completing her first year of college. My eldest niece, Amanda, had attained her master's degree and entered the workforce. And my younger niece, Rachel, was finishing her undergraduate degree. And at the same time, my husband was fighting terminal cancer. It shaped the lens as I asked myself, where do I want to be? And what do I want to be doing moving forward? And this introspection helped me visualize what I wanted, to make an impactful and positive difference in the lives of young women. In my career, I had a long history of mentoring my team members and had greatly benefited from the phenomenal mentoring I had received. So I created Petite to Queen to share my experiences and insights to help women avoid the obstacles and challenges that I overcame, and learn proven skills to effectively advance their careers and excel in leadership positions.
Terrific. That's great work that you're doing. So you have obviously quite a history as a Seattle-based business leader. Your book, Lynn, Practical Wisdoms at Work, and now through your website, PetiteToQueen.com, if you can, recap for us and tell us some more, maybe define a little bit more, what specifically got you to start up the new mentoring community, specifically for business professionals?
It's that critical gap that we have in education, traditional education, and on-the-job training. And this is where Petite to Queen comes in. Women are not taught or have not been socialized with many vital skills we need to succeed as leaders. As we grow up, we're taught to be good girls, to be quiet and polite, and while subliminally or overtly directed to take the back seat. And I'm here to tell you, we're not going to take the back seat to life. Petite to Queen is the platform to be the disruptor, the change agent, and the peacemaker as we move forward and evolve. And according to studies, women are far less likely to have mentors than men. My team and I are that catalyst for change. Good coaching and focus can steer you to professional success. Petite to Queen provides virtual mentoring and practical wisdom that empower women to gain confidence and assurance in the endeavors they undertake, with that self-realization that they can and will, absolutely will achieve what they strive for. We deliver powerful articles, podcasts, webinars on riveting topics, with real-world examples that teach transferable skills and positive outcomes. And Jim, you noted several of those examples, and they're a small sample of the topics that we cover, such as work-life integration, working with people who are difficult, and braving a bully. So at our core, we provide a learning map. It's a process to overcome these challenges. And when you think about it, exceptional leaders must master these skills. Every woman who wants to move up in her career needs the determination and courage to grow and learn. It's really about inspiration hosts a mission to deliver positive and uplifting lessons to women who desire more out of life and work.
That's exactly right. The name, I mentioned it a little bit in the introduction, the creation of the name, Petite 2, and that's the number 2, Petite 2 Queen. Tell us a little more about that development of that that great name.
Well, as you said in the introduction, women come in all shapes, colors, and sizes. And that's why I named the company Petite Queen. The story about the name is that during a dinner with a good friend and a fellow senior executive, we were discussing how I wanted to give back and to share my knowledge with younger women so they could hit the fast forward button. And we were brainstorming how the business name could capture my values for diversity and inclusion. And it was right at that moment that I looked over the table at my friend, who is petite, and I'm queen-sized, and I just blurted out petite to queen. It was just right then, and I got my iPhone out, and I checked the URL, and it was available, and I bought it right then at the dinner table. So here we are, and that was in April of 2016, and here we are today. Petite to Queen attracts visionary women and men who want more out of work and life. You know, they're proactive. They're individual seeking, mentoring, and an environment of support that improves their skills and creates a sense of fulfillment.
Do you think women need more support than men do when growing into leadership roles? If so, maybe define that a little bit for us. How do you find that balance in a business world where, you know, some people are bullish and competitive, and they could be bullies, instead of nurturing?
Yeah, absolutely, because there are those times that women do. I mean, I was talking about it, taking the backseat of life. And our approach or the angle that we come at things, we haven't been trained the same way to take some of these things on. That feeling of being assertive and being confident and having the assurance, we tend to over-apologize. We use words that are weak or demean us. And we need to learn how to be strong, to be present. So that's all about how you approach things. And it's a learning process. It's a transformation that women go through as they learn these skills and they take each incremental step. They're growing in their confidence. They're becoming – they see that they could do something a little bit better if they tweak it here, and we're there to guide them along in all those steps.
So guiding them along is really important, and you're an expert at being able to do that. Your mentoring community and book are about practical wisdoms, mainly for work. Can you share with us, Lynn, some of the antidotes you have? I heard one of them is known as, which I mentioned in the introduction, the 4 B's. How did you create the 4 B's and narrow it down to be prepared, be inspired, be brief, be gone?
Well, I don't think I invented that. So I think many of us have heard that in various iterations. And so when I talk about the 4 B's, it is nothing new, but it means do your homework, anticipate questions, and answer those questions up front. Share your enthusiasm and your vision. And I'm going to say it right now that enthusiasm is contagious, and it's so important that you communicate that with your coworkers, with your peers, with your supervisors, if you're in sales, with your customers. You want to get to the point and respect the time of others. So the 4 B's are the framework I use to run meetings, to interact with small teams, and present to larger groups. It's a golden key for success. And it's just one thing that I use because, you know, everything we do, it's about work-life integration. And the knowledge base that Petite to Queen provides is to help women find their sweet spot. And so I've got another, when you're thinking about that work-life integration, I've got another anecdote that I'm going to share. And it got me through a dark tunnel of my husband's illness and subsequent death. And here it is. Some tragedies are meant to be endured, not understood. So it's poignant and authentic, and it has tremendous resonance for me. And, you know, when we look at the life experience and how interconnected it is, that's what I'm talking about with that particular anecdote. And I have it pinned up on my wall because it means so much to me. And, you know, when we look at all of the other anecdotes that I like, I think you mentioned a few that I like, but I'm going to bring up another one, which is do what you say you will do.
Mm-hmm.
Because that also applies to work and life. And if you incorporate this into your DNA, it's going to set you apart from most of your peers. And at work, this is so important. Your actions demonstrate your reliability and credibility. And it's a cornerstone of my personal success to do what I say I'll do. I'll get up at night if I said I was going to send an email and I forgot to send it. I'll get up to do it. It's
yeah.
That important to me because so many people don't follow through. They just don't do what they say you're going to do. So it was instrumental in boosting my rise to the C-suite. So do what you say you'll do and in life and in work.
So really follow through. If you're going to say it, do it, live it, and follow through, right?
Exactly, because just think about how many times people don't follow through with things. That's the norm. Mm-hmm. That is the norm. And you stand out and you set yourself apart when you take action. And you're trustworthy. Everything that it says about you as a worker, as a team member, as you know, a partner, it's right there in that little nugget.
That's fantastic. It really, really is. The be brief, be brief, and be gone. Sometimes those could be a little hard for people, right? Be brief, because you always feel like you have to elaborate and sell the idea and persuade people and convince people, because people really don't listen like they used to. They talk, but they don't listen. So sometimes you elongate things because they're not listening in the beginning.
Well, I think that's where being prepared comes in handy. So if whatever type of meeting you're preparing for or putting together or big presentation, you need to think about the audience and what they need, want, or lack so that you can frame your presentation or the meeting materials, you know, to answer that. And when you hit on those notes and you've thought it through, that does allow you to be brief. And another thing to remember is the powerful pause. Let the other person talk. Let them process what you just said. So that you can and move forward with the and have it like we are having the dialogue, and really being gone is that it's sort of like the email change. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Where does it end? So you just have to say stop. It's good. Let's go. Everybody has a life to get back to. They've got emails that are waiting for them, voicemails, new things that have piled on their desk. Move on.
That's right, exactly, because it just keeps building and building and building. Well, you're certainly a role model of positivity, gratitude, and humor, Lynn. And was there ever a time in your life when you felt negative And what did you do about it? Of course, you know, the loss of your husband is a major, major time when you've really had to dig deep within yourself to find the positivity, the gratitude, the humor. So what advice do you have for somebody listening perhaps right now who is in a similar mode where they're feeling negative, they're feeling down, they're feeling like time's running out, the doors aren't opening for them, they can't catch a break, things keep happening to them, and life keeps coming at them, and they're trying to do everything, you know, by the book and the right way and be good and be helpful and stay late and work hard and all those things, and they can't seem to be able to move forward from due to things that happen in life. How do you work with that?
Wow. You know, none of us are immune from the peaks and valleys of life. It's a great book, by the way. Peaks and valleys. Each of us, you know, have low moments and challenges to overcome. And for me, what's important is that I not allow myself to be drawn down into a cyclone of calamity. I mean, picture a downward spiral, and you can sort of see the upside down tornado, and it's the oxygen just gets sucked away. So that's what negativity does to you, and I know it's what it does to me. And so you brought it up, and I'm going to elaborate a little further about my personal experience of when I learned my husband's diagnosis. I had a 2-week pity party, but after the tears, I picked myself up, I dusted myself off, and I looked for the good. We had a precious gift to create memories, and we did just that. So I want everyone to take one thing to heart. Negativity inspires no one. So grab control. Stop spending time with critical people or on things that drag you down. And so rather than talk about the negaholics, you know, the negative people that just gorge on negativity, let's turn this around to finding your positive place. We have the power of conscious choice. Crap happens. My advice is to find resources to help lift you out of the spiral, that spiral of calamity, and move forward and to find that place of positivity. And I really hope that you will find that Petite to Queen provides new opportunities every day and that our content helps turn the page to choose a path to transform.
Beautifully said. Very touching. Beautifully said. I heard your work is really surrounded by inspiration boards as well. So if we were to walk into your office, and maybe we can sort of visualize that now, what are some of the things we would actually see?
Wow. What wouldn't you see? No. Pictures of my late husband, of our daughter. Drawings my daughter has given me over the years that she's made. I'm looking at several right now. I have meaningful quotes or maxims, items that remind me to smile and enjoy every day. Let's see. Oh, well, one of my newest items I'm looking at right now, it's a small Halloween broom. And it says, grab life by the broom. We love Halloween in our house. And it's all decked out inside and out. And I found this new little sign, this addition, so I can find a spot for it on our last Michael's run. And, you know, the quotes that I've got pinned up, I constantly am finding a new spot to pin them up. But they come from all over. And so what I'm looking at right now, it's real rewards await those who choose wisely. So I saw this on one of the walls of the Indiana Jones attraction at Disneyland. And
Really?
The car into the stove. I know. It was I'm a huge Disneyland fan. Our family, we've gone year after year after year. It's just like, amazing. Anyway, so I saw this carved into the stone, you know, when you're waiting in line, when you're in the queue, and it had a lot of meaning to me. So I snapped a picture of it, and then I added it to my wall. And it's a great movie, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And think that when I look at all these, oh, go ahead. Sorry, Jim.
No, you're right. No, continue. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a great sense of humor and a great spirit.
Well, hopefully. So, and I think so if you're thinking about something that would epitomize me and personify Petite Queen, one of them would be the unknown is where everything you don't have lives. I mean, wow, that's profound. I have that on my wall, and it inspires me every day because running your own business, and every time as I rose through the ranks, I mean, you have to keep learning. And it speaks to my vision that you should also always look around your paradigm. You know, you've got to tilt it on its axis and see what lies beyond, right? And
exactly.
That, I am always, I learned that so early on in about a paradigm. And it was a classic example of the Swiss watches, and the Japanese had come out, you know, with the Seiko, the first digital watch. And the Swiss watchmakers went, nobody's going to want these cheap watches. And within 10 years, they went from 90% of the market to 10% of the market. And that's a classic case where you have a paradigm and you can't see around it. And we've all seen that in business throughout our careers. And we certainly see that in work, at life. And I think that in work, we really see it. Just think about it. A bad idea is the longest to die in business. And it's because people won't look around the paradigm, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Nothing
right.
takes longer to die than a bad idea. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've always leveraged that concept of looking
sometimes
around.
Sometimes a bad relationship, too.
Yeah. You know, so you've got to just, I always just like to say, just tilt it a little bit so you can look around. And I leverage that new knowledge and the skills.
Yeah.
These freedom to reinvent my
right.
career, to reinvent myself, and to transform. So,
When you're surrounded by ideas and the bad relationships, that's when you want to apply those last two B's of be brief, be gone.
But you absolutely, it is. It's always just those incremental steps so that you can see around.
That's
See around and not, and to break through the fear. It's so important.
It
fear holds us back. And you have
that's
to look
right.
it in the eye. And you say, okay, this scares me. Why does it scare me? What's the worst thing that can happen? And
exactly.
when you do that, and you identify it, and you verbalize it, and you look it straight in the eyes, fear won't win.
Opens up a whole new world. We're speaking with business leader and author Lynn Whitbeck of PetiteToQueen.com. And again, I encourage you to go to the website. It is incredible. She mentors and teaches women how to be assertive, how to survive in a social arena that is predominantly male, and how to handle conflict, and so much more. And again, her book that she co-wrote, Practical Wisdoms at Work, is incredible as well. Lynn, thanks for joining us. I can't believe the time is gone. Our show is wrapped. Hope we get a chance to chat some more. It was a pleasure chatting with you today.
Thank you, Jim. Yes, great talking to you.
You are very welcome. And keep that smile and keep that giggle. Terrific. Very infectious. Lynn Whitbeck of PetiteToQueen.com. Jim Masters here, CUTV News Radio Live. Thank you for joining us as well. More shows coming up. Have a great day.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.